you're listening to the Crazy Over 40s Live podcast, a podcast designed to revolutionize the way we think about our midlife. Yes, let's celebrate this beauty of this transformative period. It's time to embrace our curiosity and unleash our desires and rediscover the power of our adolescence. Yes, we're doing it all over again. I promise you, on every episode, we shall be exploring everything from relationships, emotional well-being, sexual empowerment, to financial stability, just overall wellness. Each episode is packed with empowering insights, actionable advice, and heartfelt stories from real people who have conquered the challenges of the midlife. Expect tears, laughter, and joy. So join me every Thursday, Caroline Brown. And don't forget to share and subscribe so you can keep updated on all the episodes as and when they become available. Available on all platforms. Listen in to the next episode. Happy New Year! Happy 2024 to you. Welcome back to the first episode. I hope the Christmas period was kind to you and you had lots of fun. If it wasn't, then I wish you all the best for 2024. Do you have a New Year's resolution? Why not? Do your children have New Year's resolutions? Why not? Let's help them achieve their goals through the power of New Year's resolutions. So today's episode, we shall dive into the exciting world of vision boards, and we shall be hearing from inspirational educator, speaker, author, Kimberly Morrow. She's a renowned educator, and she's going to be telling us how we can inspire our children to achieve goals. So whether it's reading more books or becoming a team captain of the sport they're playing, we shall explore how setting meaningful goals can shape their future. So let's get ready to unleash their potential through motivation, growth, and leading to success. We're going to be doing all that empowering experience on the Crazy Over 40s Live podcast today. I'm your host, Caroline Brown. And I always don't forget to share and subscribe so you can keep updated on episodes just like this. So don't go anywhere. Come back after the interview and bring your children with you too. This is the episode for them. Don't go anywhere. Listeners, as I said to you before, we have Kimberly coming on. Hello, Kimberly.
Good morning. Hello, listeners.
Hello, hello. I'm sure they're screaming back to you. So lovely to have this conversation with you. Because new year, new thinking, many of us have had the children attached to a little bit more gaming than we would have liked, to the tablet, to social media. In fact, some of the children have been actually antisocial because of all of those things and losing their direction a little bit. But I want to get my listeners to kind of get a bit more about you and what inspired you to do this wonderful work that you're doing. Can we start with that?
Yes. So I am a career educator. I started in the field teaching back in 1996, and I taught for about 11 years before I went into administration. Okay. Around 2010, I started doing vision boards, and it really changed my life. And so then I started introducing them to family members. And then I thought, oh, my students might like this as well. They can benefit from this. So I brought this into the classroom, and it was life changing for my students. And so once I left the public school arena, I started doing this on my own. And in between that time, I did write a little book. I wrote a little book called Eight Pearls of Wisdom, A Parenting Guide, Empowering Children is the Way to Go. And actually, in my first chapter, I talk about one of the things important that parents do is have their children set goals. And so I was able to meld the two, my vision boarding with my goal setting. And so that's where I am right now. I teach goal setting with vision boards.
Right. So now that's really fascinating, because I did explain to my listeners that you have used this before. You have this wonderful book as you just introduced. And a lot of parents are thinking, how do we get our children to even think about visioning what they want to do? Because some of them will say, oh, what would you like to do? I don't know. So how do you get there?
So they do know, they just don't want to say it in front of their parents, more than likely. Ah. And sometimes, you know, sometimes literally they don't know. So the way I start the students off is, picture your ideal life. So not necessarily what you want to do. What type of life would you like to have? How do you see yourself? And then we start cutting pictures out of the magazines. And this then leads to another conversation. So they may cut pictures of different houses. They may cut pictures of a dog. I've had, you know, students cut pictures of animals, hair care products, just different things. And then we start another conversation. So leading off with, what do you want to do when you grow up? That can be a conversation ender. For some, it's a starter. They're like, oh, I want to be a cook. I want to be a police officer. But some of them, you have to dig a little bit deeper. So you ask them to picture their lives. And then you start to say, okay, what type of career might you have to have in order to have that type of lifestyle? And so you start generating conversations with them. But you want to just first get them to see themselves in the future. And that might be a little harder for younger children. So young children may just see themselves, you know, in the future, might be next year or something. And so they see themselves playing outside.
Because I, you know, the vision I had is that when you ask your child, may be thinking, well, I don't want to be, no offense, but anything like you or the work that you do. Sometimes children don't want to offend their parents. They're thinking parents want them to kind of see themselves in the same footsteps, or separating themselves from their parents' identity, I would say, takes a little bit of courage to say openly. But, you know, one thing I do like about what you said, it doesn't have to be like what's in the future. It could be something what's happening this year or next month or 3 months' time. I know you talk about examples of like reading books, perhaps like turning up to class, or, you know, being the captain of your favorite team. I really like that kind of what is around the corner, or the next month, or 3 months, rather than looking at maybe years ahead.
Exactly. So when my students return to school, what we would do is, what type of grades do you want to get this year? So I would completely put it on them. What type of grades would you like to get this year? And some of them would say all A's or all B's. And so then we would talk a little bit more about that. What does that actually look like? So then, as far as their vision board, what does that look like? They're going to put pictures of maybe a student studying, or they'll put pictures of books, they'll put pictures of an A+. So they'll have different representation of what their idea of getting all A's or all B's look like. So that is really the way I frame it when we come back to school in January, because I want their vision boards to be more focused on their academics. And also then I allow them to put other things that they're interested in. So I've had a student in the past say, you know what, I really want to focus on getting my hair using natural products with my hair. And so she cut out a lot of pictures of different hair products. And I had a student who did boxing. So he talked about the fact that he wanted to enter into more boxing matches. So I don't limit it to academics. So I allow them to freely do other things as well. But the academic portion is important because I want them to focus on what they're going to be learning or what type of grades they're going to make, what classes they want to take. So then they start to find pictures that match up with that.
Okay. And I know, to start with, where would you find these pictures? Do you encourage them to go on, you know, internet, magazines? Do they draw the image that they want on their vision?
So magazines, and they can go online to find pictures. So I would I would actually prepare for them to do this. And so parents, you can do this too, if you want to have them do it at home, or if you're a teacher and you're listening and you want to have them do it in your classroom, I would actually send an email out to my colleagues and ask them to donate their old magazines to me. When I stopped doing it in the traditional school setting, I would send a thread out to all of my neighbors and ask them to donate magazines to me. So that way I have to actually go to the store and buy them. And then, of course, there would be students in my class who would find images online and they would say, can you print this image for me? And so I would print images for them as well. So you can combine the two. You can combine magazines, you can combine internet images. Drawing images, unless your child or your student is inept at drawing, because it can take a little time for them to draw out the images, and you want them to be able to cut and paste. To me, that was always the best part of it. Finding the images, cutting and pasting, finding letters and words that you can string together and put, you know, something that is inspiring to you. So those are things that I encourage as well. So not necessarily only images, but you can also find words that you want to have on your board that are motivating.
That are motivating. Yeah. So you talk about your 8 pearls of wisdom. Is that part of the 8 pearls of wisdom, your book?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's not necessarily vision boarding, but setting goals. Setting goals. And so, like I said earlier, I use the vision board as my entryway into teaching goal setting. Because once they have the vision board all done and I have them talk about it, because that's part of it. You need to say it out loud. You need to talk about it. So that way you get accountability. And then after we go through the vision board, and then I say, now, how are we going to reach those goals?
Because it's hard. It's hard for children to remain focused and motivated, isn't it? With just general other stuff, apart from stuff they really, really enjoy doing. But I suppose that's what you're trying to create with your children, isn't it? The idea that that the motivation is based on what they really want.
Exactly. And that's why I want them to create the vision board. So once they have it in front of them, and then I say, so now how are we going to achieve these goals? And that's when I introduce, and this is in my book, I introduce the concept of a SMART goal.
Okay.
And
tell us a little bit about that. Yes. Sorry, I interrupted. Tell us a little bit. I know you was going to say it, but tell us about this SMART goal.
A SMART goal is a goal that is specific. It is measurable. It's attainable. It's relevant. And it's time bound. So let's say my students, different students in the class, they initially, this is what they'll say about their grades. I want to get good grades. Hmm. Can we measure a good grade? What is a good grade? It needs to be specific. So that's okay. When I actually have them specify, what do they mean by that? And so sometimes they'll say, I want to get an A in English. I like to get an A in math, but I think it's realistic that I get a B. And so they actually, I'll have them list out the grades. And then we start talking about, how is this measurable? We can measure it by their report card. So when they get their progress report, they can actually see if they've attained their goal. Is it attainable? Is it relevant? Is it time bound? It has to fit into that criteria. And so this allows me an opportunity to teach them how to manage their time. How much time are you going to spend studying for your English class that you want to get an A in? What will you need to do to get that A in English class? And so it allows us to have a much deeper conversation around that, instead of, this is my goal, and now I have no plan to attain that goal. So this gives me that opportunity to teach them how to actually achieve their goal. And remember, it's their goal. So I'm not having them do anything that they did not want to do themselves.
And I love your style of how that works, because what you're teaching your children and the children that you work with is that everything sometimes has to be intentional, right? It just doesn't appear. And as you showed, you know, the way how it works with the SMART process of stuff, of getting your goals and your vision, is that it has to be intentional. There is a process. You have to be involved, because sometimes children can feel that things just appear, because we do most of the work for our children. And it's time to kind of let go and see what it takes to kind of get things done.
Exactly. Especially when it comes to middle school children and high school children. Right. And this is always amazing to me, because I taught high school for so many years. I taught ninth grade, I taught 10th grade. It was always so amazing to me. They had no concept of putting together a study schedule for themselves, of allotting time for themselves. And because someone had always told them when to start studying, when to stop. So then when it became, you know, upon them, it was like, oh, wow, okay, I can set my own study time. Because you may need more time to practice your math skills than you need to practice your writing, or vice versa. So you need to decide that for yourself, instead of someone just telling you, you need to spend 30 minutes a day. Maybe you actually need to spend 45 minutes a day. Maybe you need to spend an hour a day. You need to make it yours. And so I teach them how important it is for them to actually create that schedule themselves.
Yeah. And also future life skills, isn't it? It's future life skills that is very much needed, particularly in this digital age where people tend to not really put that much effort into day-to-day kind of tangible kind of experiences, I find at times.
Absolutely. And this is one of the reasons why I love doing these workshops, because it's not just about the vision board. It's not just about goal setting. It's about all of those other executive functioning skills. It's about time management. It's about organization. It's about planning. It's about so many other skills, life skills that can be applied beyond the classroom. They can take these skills and they can now apply it to their workplace. They can apply it to their higher learning. So it goes beyond the classroom. I'm so glad you said that.
No, I'm so glad that we're having this conversation, because as I said to you before, in 2024 is any time is a great time, but it's a new year, new beginning, and get children into the idea that, you know, just because a few months ago or last week or the day before just didn't work out or go the way you planned, you can still kind of refocus and get back to, as you talked about, the smart process of things, you know, that things can be continue to be visioned, even though you do have setbacks. And that's one of the things I wanted to ask you. How do you support children who feel that this is a too much of an obstacle, or they experience a little bit of setback? How do you continue to build their self-esteem?
So this is one of the things that I teach students, that failure is fine. Right. Because we learn from our mistakes. It's all learning. So if you got a low grade on your math test, then that's an opportunity for you to learn about the problems that you missed. Don't take it as a failure. Oh, I messed up. No, you have another opportunity to learn. We learn better from the mistakes we make. We don't necessarily learn lessons from our triumphs. We learn them from our obstacles, from our challenges, from our mistakes. And so I constantly talk about failure is not a bad thing, and it's been given this negative connotation, but failure is an opportunity to learn. So we like mistakes. Mistakes are good.
Oh, yes, I've made plenty.
Unless you're making the same mistake over and over and you're not learning from it, that's the issue. But if it's a different mistake and each time you learn something from that mistake, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. So, yes, I'm very encouraging. Look, I made a lot of mistakes growing up.
Me too. And I'm still here.
And I'm very open and I'm very candid with the students that I work with, whether they are adults, whether they are children. I'm very transparent about it. I actually will start a workshop off showing my community college transcripts, which of course they're like, oh my God. But I tell them I learned from my mistakes. I was terrible in community college.
Well, that's what I love about having this podcast, is that you have, and also parents, we need to take the pressure off. Allow your children the room to make mistakes. You know, it's your reaction to it is so important.
Yes, it is very important. When my students make a mistake, or even, you know, my child, because he was such a, like his mom, such a perfectionist, and he had to get it all right, and he didn't want to ask for help. And I would say, it's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to get answers wrong. It's okay. We're just going to learn from it.
Yeah. You're just screaming silence in your room. But don't show it in front of the kids, because you're teaching them, you know, how to regulate their emotions when they experience quite difficult or challenging things that happen. You know, we're running out of time. I hate this point. I hate it. Coming to you, please list all the wonderful things that you're doing and please share your details.
Okay. You can visit me at KimAMorrow.com. You can visit me on Facebook, Kimberly A. Morrow, Instagram, Kimberly A. Morrow, TikTok, Kimberly A. Morrow. I'm a weekly contributor on the digital show, The Culture. You can get that on various platforms, the BlackStarNetwork.com, or on YouTube. It goes on YouTube Live. I'm on Fridays from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And I don't know what that would translate into UK time. My books are available on Amazon.com. I have Eight Pearls of Wisdom, a parenting guide. And I also have Dream Big, The Power of Vision Boards. So after you've created a vision board, then I have a planner for you to write down and keep track of your goals and make sure you're staying on track. So there are different activities, to-do lists, different things so that you can stay on top of making sure you achieve your goals.
Wonderful. Any parting words for my listeners?
Yes. The main one is allow your children to dream big. And you do that by modeling the same behavior. So as we get older, we stop dreaming big. So you have to dream big as well. Children do what you do, not necessarily what you say.
Perfect ending and a beginning, because I would love to have you back, Kimberly.
I would love to come back. Thank you.
Thank goodness for that. What if you said no?
No, I would love to.
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much, Kimberly, for coming on the Crazy Every 40s Life podcast.
Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Kimberly, love her details. You want to get hold of all my guests? You can. Instagram, Facebook, the crazyoverfortieslife.com website, where you have access to blogs, books, journals, podcast episodes, coaching services, and much, much more. 2024, this episode is for adults feeling a little stuck. You want to see the possibilities this year has for you? Well, Alicia Berberich is using her manifesting skills, motivation, and mindset services with you. Yes, she's going to provide you with the resources you need to move forward with confidence and gusto. Sounds interested? Well, make sure you subscribe so you keep updated on all the episodes as and when they become available. And I'm your host, Caroline Brown.